The Gemara says on the bottom, Daf Samchmezim Aleph, that the Midas Arka, Midas Rachvay, Midas Kamasai of the Mizbeach are not Ma'akibain Ma'akbin. Amrabani Lachid of Chasenim, Mizbeach Shasa Moshe, but it can't be less than Mizbeach Moshe Rabbeinu, but Kama, Amrabias of Amma, can't be less than an Amma. So, in fact, the Gemara, Mechacho Alei Chamesh Amlis, Ara Chamesh Amlis Reicha of Ravuya Mizbeach. So we see the Mizbeach was not one Amma, it's five Amma. So I can just say that it can't be less than an Amma. Maybe he was only referring to the Makam Hamarachim, which was an Amma, but about the Ikra Hamizbeach was five Ammas. So Amalei told him, Mar de Gavarabba, who yada my kamina, that you're a Gavarabba, so you know what I meant. But Kari Alayu, but on those people who laughed at him, he called them Bnei Keturah. He referred to them as Bnei Keturah. Rashi says, Bnei Keturah, Bnei Avram, Atem, you are Bnei Avram, but like Kazer Yitzchak B'Yakov, not like Kazer Yitzchak B'Yakov, because they didn't understand what he meant. And about it, Tzarechabir, what's the pshat that he referred to them as Bnei Keturah Dafka? Why is that the Lashon that he used? Because he didn't understand what he meant. Why is this Lashon used with Dafka over here? And this ties in understanding what he meant with the Makam Hamaharacha. So what is the Ayin Gemara? Why do we use this Lashon Bnei Keturah? So I was thinking maybe the pshat could be like this, that Bamis, it's neat to understand. What is the pshat? Avraham Avinu went back and took Hagar, and from there came the Bnei Keturah. What is the pshat? Why did he need to do that? He already had Yitzchak. Why was it necessary to have the Bnei Keturah as well? And there's a medrash. The medrash says a lashon. Darshan is a pasuk that says Asher piria yitim v'itay zay Yitzchak. That's referring to Yitzchak. V'alo lo yibol zay Yishmol. V'chol asher yasi atzliach zay Bnei Keturah. That's referring to Bnei Keturah. Which sounds like there is a certain hatzlacha that came to Avraham Avinu through Bnei Keturah. It was something that B'davka needed to happen. So what's the pshat in that? What's the meaning of Bnei Keturah? That is a chelik of the hatzlacha. So the Malbim has a very sadistic pshat. He's masba like this, and he says it's just like when you have a fruit. So a fruit, the pri is the ikar, but it still has things other than yonim that are a tuffle that are necessary for its growth. You have the klipa, you have the alin, the peel, and the leaves which protect the fruit. And without that, the fruit is not going to be matzliach. So even though the ikar is the pri, but you have these other yonim that help the pri become what it is and to protect it from any yonim that could damage it. And he's mazbe with it, just like you have that in Paris, you have that in the Bria as well. That Klaisel is like the pre, that is the Iker HaBria. But in order for Klaisel to be Matzliach, there has to be Paris and Alin in these different inyanim to allow Klaisel to be Matzliach, to be Shemer on them. And that is the inyan of Bnei Shmuel, Bnei Keturah. And that's how the Medrash says that the Asher Piri Yitim Be'ita Zay Yitzchak, Yitzchak is the pre, but Alela Yibo is Yishmuel, B'cholash Yasi Yitzchak is Bnei Keturah, that they are like the Klipas and the Alin that allow the pre to become what it's supposed to become. So that's the inyan of the Paris and the Klipas, and that's what Bnei Keturah really is. It's like the Klipa of the Pri. And when the Gemara said that the Makam, they said the Mizbech, the Shem Mizbech is an Amma, then the Gemara says he doesn't really mean the Mizbech, but he's referring to the Makam at Ma'aracha. Why then did he use the Lashon of the Mizbech being an Amma if he only meant the Ma'aracha? And the Teretz says that even though the whole Mizbech is not an Amma, only the Ma'aracha is, but the Iker, the Mizbech, is the Ma'aracha. That's the Iker Makam where you're Makdir. And therefore, when he said the Lashon Mizbech, he didn't mean the whole Mizbech, the way we refer to it, but he meant the Iker Makam Mizbech, which is the Makam HaMa'aracha. So the Mizbech also has a Bechina of an Iker and a Tafel. There's the Iker Mizbech, which is the Ma'aracha, and then there's the rest of the Mizbech, which is a Tafel, which is there to allow the Ma'aracha to be used properly, but the Iker is the Ma'aracha, and that's where you're Makter the Karbana. So the relationship between the Ma'aracha and the rest of the Mizbech is similar to the relationship between the Pri and the Klipa, which is also the relationship between Bnei Keturah and Bnei Avraham Avinu of Yitzchak and Yaakov. So it could be that that's the pshat. That's what he told him. That when he said Makam Mizbech is an Amma, he meant the Ma'aracha, which is the Iker of the Mizbech. But they misunderstood him and they thought he meant the Mizbech Mamash. They didn't understand that there's a chilik between the Iker HaMizbech and the Makam HaMizbech. They understood that when he said Mizbech, he must mean the whole Mizbech, not the Makam HaMa'aracha. So Lefi their Taina, he said back to them, they were called Bnei Keturah. That if you can't understand the chilik between the Iker and the Tof and the Mizbech and you think that it's all the same, so you are the Bechina of Bnei Keturah, you're like Bnei Keturah, which on the surface seem that they're all Bnei Avram, they're all the same. But Avada, if you look deeper, you know that Achelik are the Alan and the Klipa, Achelik is the Iker Pri, and if you don't have the difference between the Makam HaMa'arach and the Makam HaMizbeach, and when you say Mizbeach, you mean the Iker Mizbeach, which is the Ma'aracha, so then you're taka in the category of Bnei Keturah, that you don't understand the difference between the Bnei Keturah and the other Banam Avram and Tzibah Yaakov. And it could be that is the reason why Chazal used that Lashon Dafka over here to bring out the tais of the mistake in understanding what he meant by the Makam HaMa'aracha.